Welcome back to Parcast Daily. This month, we're featuring mini-episodes from the female criminals special series, Black Widow. Each day in June, Female Criminals is taking a closer look at the web of lies, deceit, and murder spun by some of history's most deadly women. Today, we're discussing Denise Williams, who was married but was involved in an extramarital affair and wanted her husband out of the picture. You can check out more Black Widow episodes all month long by subscribing to Female Criminals. Listen free every day on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was still dark outside on the morning of December 16, 2000. 30-year-old Denise Williams felt her husband roll over in bed and gently kiss her cheek. She pretended to be asleep as he changed into his duck hunting clothes and walked out the door. Then he was gone. Instantly, Denise's eyes fluttered open. She covered her face with her hands as the first wave of guilt flooded her body. She knew she had to get these emotions under control before it was time to execute her part of the plan. Later that morning, Denise would call the police department in Tallahassee, Florida, to report that her husband, 31-year-old Mike Williams, had likely drowned. Welcome to Black Widow Watch. Like the deadly spider they're named for, many female criminals have used the promise of love to trap and kill their victims. These men believed they'd found the person they would spend their lives with. Instead, they had wandered right into the web of a deadly predator. Throughout this month, I'm taking a look at the world's most notorious black widows. In these episodes, I'll uncover what made these women decide to murder the people they'd vowed to love and cherish. We'll detail the specific methods they used to carry out these ends, and finally, we'll explore what made their respective prey susceptible to the charms of a predator in disguise. Today, we'll meet Denise Williams, a Florida wife turned murder conspirator. On December 16, 2000, she colluded with her secret lover to bump off her husband during a morning duck hunt. The disappearance would remain unsolved for nearly 18 years until Denise's co-conspirator made a shocking confession. More on Denise Williams after this. Now back to our Black Widow. From the outside looking in, 30-year-old Denise Williams and her husband, 31-year-old Mike Williams, had a sturdy marriage. The pair were high school sweethearts in Tallahassee, Florida, where they graduated in 1988. Mike's former classmates remembered him as a kind and handsome football player who was voted best personality. Denise was a petite blonde cheerleader who'd earned the honors of best dressed. Young, tan, and beautiful, they were the Florida version of Barbie and Ken. No one was surprised when they tied the knot 6 years later in 1994. But just 3 years into the marriage, Denise began to wander. Brian Winchester was a finance man and an old classmate from Denise and Mike's high school days. He was married to another alumnus, Kathy, and the two couples had remained good friends. Brian and Mike were buddies who sometimes went on hunting trips together, but Denise was that much closer to her husband's pal. By 1997, she and Brian were entangled in an extramarital affair, with their spouses none the wiser. Meanwhile, Denise's relationship with Mike soured. Their daughter, Ansley, was born in 1999, and within a year, Mike was pressuring his wife to get pregnant again. But Denise had no such desire. If anything, she wanted out. Things with Brian were getting more serious, and by February of 2000, the two lovers were already discussing ways to get Mike out of the picture. Divorce would have been an easy solution, but Denise wanted money, as did Brian. Between the two of them, a plan took form. At some point that year, Brian helped Denise register a $1 million life insurance policy for her husband. Whether Mike was aware of it or not remains unclear, but this was just one of three separate policies to his name, amounting to around $1.75 million total. In the meantime, Denise's husband pleaded with her to work on their marriage. Their sixth wedding anniversary was approaching, and Mike had even arranged for them to attend a couples retreat in celebration. But Denise had other plans. On December 16, 2000, Denise's husband, Mike, and her 30-year-old lover, Brian, both woke up before the crack of dawn to go hunting. They met on the shore of Lake Seminole on the Florida-Georgia border and pushed off onto its mossy waters. Within minutes, Brian shoved his friend overboard. He expected Mike to drown instantly from the weight of his hunting gear, but when this didn't appear to work, Brian pulled out a 12-gauge shotgun. He fired it at Mike's head, killing him. Then he hauled his dead friend back into the boat. Brian buried Mike on the shore of Carr Lake nearby. Next, he called Denise, who in turn notified the police that her husband had gone missing on Lake Seminole. Naturally, the authorities found no trace of Mike's body in the lake, leading them to believe he'd been eaten by alligators. And before long, Denise had collected the nearly $2 million worth of Mike's insurance policies. 5 years later, in 2005, 35-year-old Denise married Brian. But this union only lasted a few years longer than their first marriages. The couple separated in 2016. Then, in August of that year, Brian kidnapped Denise in her car on the way to work. He was allegedly afraid that she was going to tell authorities how he'd murdered Mike. Denise had no such plan, but after Brian released her, she did report the kidnapping. In the fallout, Brian struck a sweet bargain with the police. He would receive immunity for Mike's murder so long as he told them exactly how it happened. On May 8, 2018, 48-year-old Denise Williams was arrested at her accounting job on Florida State University's campus. She was charged with three counts of conspiracy, murder, and being an accessory to murder. While Brian served 20 years for her kidnapping, Denise was sentenced to life in prison without parole for Mike's death. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the twisted web of yet another Black Widow. For more villainous women, you can catch episodes of Female Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.